Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, a Chicago craft brewery that works to innovate new ways to brew and age beer. More at gooseisland.com. You don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
This is Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. My partner is Jim DeRogatis. And this week we're going to talk with Steve Earle, who joined us for a special live performance and conversation. But first, let's review some new music. You're an embarrassment. How dare you win? You let the devil in. You're still a drug addict. You're nothing without your medicine. Go and run to your sedatives. You can't run forever, Vic. Climb the tallest building and spread your wings. Spread my wings.
Greg, that is a little bit of Wings, the first single from the first proper debut album by Chicago rapper Vic Mensa. It is called The Autobiography. This is a name we've known for quite some time in Chicago. He is now vaunting out onto the national stage. A lot of fans already, ranging from Chance the Rapper, Kanye West, Jay-Z, to Damon Albarn of Gorillaz. There's been a lot of buzz for this record. It's been a while in the making. It's got some impressive guests on it from all over the map. Weezer and The Dream to Chief Keef, Saul Williams, and Pharrell Williams. Let's get right into the music. I think it's the best way to dig deep into this and why people are excited. This is a track called Memories on 47th Street by Vic Mensa from the debut album, The Autobiography, on Sound Opinions.
I am the first son of Betsy and Edward Mensa. Made love and made a legend. Woodlawn and 47th. Gunshots outside my window. Drug deals out by the sit-go. But mama always made sure the truth fairy found my pillow. My pops was always working. He put the family first. Chicago Saturdays in the park and Sundays in church. Kept me from off the corner with stones and GDs. Was warring and Kings and BDs and VLs. I had dreams of being Jordan, even dope beans was scoring. Swish, trying to be like Mike, shooting through that baseline in their veins, trying to reach that height. I was a little rock star, dressed up like Jimi Hendrix, in Hyde Park in a good part in the hood like Hemi engines. Teachers didn't see my vision, had me in IEPs, kicked out of kindergarten. They didn't know that I was me. Tattooed my tears, wrote my story in my skin, because even as a boy, I always knew I'd be the man.
In my dreams,
in my dreams,
I saw it in my sleep.
Yeah.
The city will be mine, all mine, all mine, all mine, all mine, all mine. Memories on 47th Street.
Memories on 47th Street from Vic Mensa, the new album, The Autobiography. It seems a little odd for a 24-year-old artist to be releasing an album that says it's my autobiography.
Yeah.
But if you're an African-American kid growing up in the streets of Chicago, getting to the age of 24 isn't something that is a given. And I think some of that is addressed in this record. 47th Street is a key track on this record, Jim, because it really starts the whole cycle of his life off. That's where he grew up. It was a crossroads of sort. He grew up with this relatively affluent biracial family, but at the same time, he was only blocks away from the violence, the gangs in Chicago, and he saw both sides of it.
He went to one of the city's best high schools, the Whitney Young Magnet School, but he also had friends who got shot in the street.
Yeah, he's very open about that on this record.
I just bought a Glock because I'm down for some ignorance. My man's just got popped, now I'm down for some ignorance.
The record traces an arc of where he got involved, starting at the age of about 17 in drugs and a lifestyle that he now looks back on with deep regret. But he was abusing himself, he was abusing others, and this is a very emo record, for lack of a better term. He is
Weezer's on it.
Yeah, he's laying it all out here. There is no hiding here. There is no... you know, he's pointing some fingers, but most of the finger pointing is self-directed. So the honesty on it is brutal sometimes. It's tough to listen to. And at the same time, this sort of genre-free approach to what hip-hop is. I mean, there's a lot of elements of soul and rock and gospel in this record, which goes back to his earliest days. He released a very exciting mixtape in 2013 called The Internet Tape that was kind of scattered, but all over the place. Yeah. So many ideas floating around. What's different about this record is, A, you've got this narrative, beginning of his life to where he is now, and shaped to a large degree by the fact that he brought in, as executive producer, No ID,
right.
who was one of the great producers in hip-hop for the last 20, 25 years. He's worked with everybody from all the Chicago greats like Common and Kanye West to working on Jay-Z's latest record. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy picks his projects very carefully. And he saw Immense as somebody that he wanted to work with. So that's an indication of what he sees here as an artistic attempt, not just an attempt to churn out a bunch of singles. This is an album meant to be listened to, and it's an album, which is a rare and wonderful thing these days. So he goes through this arc of this decadent lifestyle, working through how he got himself to where he is now, to the point where he could think more clearly about himself. And there's a point where the record pivots on that song Wings that we just played, mm-hmm. where he kind of realized, I got to let go of this stuff or I'm going to die.
Paint the pictures. A portrait of the artist formerly known as Vic. I read the signs. I was close to overdose like Prince. Picking pill pieces up out of the bathroom sink like an armored truck riding a brick.
And there's a sense of redemption, sort of a glimmer of daylight at the end of the record with The Fire Next Time and We Could Be Free. There are flaws in this record. Sometimes he tries too hard lyrically. He overreaches a little bit. It's an ambitious, powerful record that is very moving in spots. I give it a buy it.
Yeah, it's definitely a buy it. I think, Greg, what's important about this, too, is he understands the allure of the streets. We have Chief Keef on here. He is not repudiating the magnetism of thug life as something that sucks people in, but he is disgusted by the violence it wreaks. Vic Mensa has been incredibly eloquent in some of the interviews he's done, getting into beefs even with other artists, where he has said this issue of violence on the streets in Chicago is incredibly complicated, and if you don't live here, don't you be telling me what it's about, because I'm here and I'm going to tell you.
Sometimes I wake up and I look up in the sky, asking why I survived all the days that I could have died. Who am I in my place to contemplate suicide? In those times I tried to remember that we could be free.
The ultimate moral of the story is, I'm sorry I ever did that. There is cheating on a loved one here in Homewrecker, nicely underscored by Weezer with these guitar parts. And he's not bragging. He's saying he really screwed up.
Yeah. And that's my fault. I made mistakes, G. I knew you was crazy, but not this crazy. And I opened the door. I should have known better. But who'd have ever thought you'd be the wifey and the Homewrecker?
So there is a self-reflection in the cover of the album, him sitting surrounded by balls of wadded up paper. He's a writer. He's trying to write his way out of everything Chicago's going through right now and everything he's experienced in his life. It's a really impressive debut album, so an enthusiastic double buy it.
And as always, we want to hear what you think. Buy it, try it, trash it. Call and leave your thoughts on our hotline, 888-859-1800, or find us on Twitter or Facebook. Coming up, the legendary Steve Earle joins us to talk about his latest record and perform a special acoustic set. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.